Today is Bring Your Kids to Work Day, so I have a special guest co-host, Raven. Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, Hayden, who's 13, and Dakota, who is 3.5.
Yeah. Hi. So
it's basically like the CO and the inmate.
Yeah.
Is what's going on over here.
Dakota, say hi into the microphone.
Hi.
What do you think of mommy's job?
Bring your kids to work day.
It's bring your kids to work day. Yeah, you got to stop touching the microphone, though, honey. You can only talk into it. You can't just keep touching it. Just talk. Hayden, what's it like to be back in mommy's studio?
The same.
What do you mean the same?
There's more people.
Hayden's been doing this with you forever. I mean, for us since I first started, so that was at least 7 years ago.
Hayden first came on the air with me when she was 3 years old. She was younger than Dakota, which is crazy because every once in a while I'll run into somebody and they'll say, like, I remember when your oldest daughter was like a baby on the air. And it's so funny.
It's purple.
Dakota's hand is purple because she colored it with all the markers, even though I asked her many times not to do that.
Yeah, I don't think that we have washable markers here in this building. It's like basically all Sharpies.
My purple hand got so stinky and I like
it. It's very stinky. She's saying that her hand is very stinky and
Sharpies,
she likes
then.
It.
Great.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a purple hand for like a week.
Uh-huh.
I want to bring my purple hand home to show daddy tomorrow.
You want to bring her, she wants to bring her purple hand home so she can show daddy tomorrow.
I'm sure he'll love it.
Yeah, daddy will be very excited that you've used permanent marker all over your hands and we've been here for maybe 20 minutes. So good. Good. Things are working out swimmingly on Bring Your Kids to Work Day.
I'm going to suggest that we get some duct tape to hold those hands down before we go down to the pizza truck.
I think so, too. All right. Well, are you girls excited for the day today?
Yeah.
Dakota, are you excited?
Yeah.
Now she's just spinning around in the chair. Just spinning around.
She's like, bye.
Yeah. This is Dakota. The last time, Raven, Dakota was here, she was a baby. I think she was, when did I bring her to meet you? 2 weeks old?
Yeah, she was a baby.
All right, I think everyone's had enough of back to school.
She's a wild one.
I think people have had enough of bring your kids to work day. Yeah.
Hi.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 1-800-330-9999. What's driving you crazy right now? You want to get it off your chest? You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Jerry.
Yeah, if you use too many GIFs when texting, that's all I need to know about you, adult. Mm-hmm.
The GIF, what is it? The meme, the little video thing?
Yeah, the pictures.
Oh, the GIF, the GIF.
Yeah, GIF, whatever you want to call it.
No, whatever it is. Okay, right. I mean, sometimes I have full conversations. That's all we use.
Sometimes that's the highlight of my conversation when I'm texting somebody. It's like what makes me giggle. Yeah.
Right?
I feel like lately I've been using the red heart as a crutch. Like, I just don't know what to write. I don't know what to text. So I just put the red heart to end the conversation.
And people can't judge you if you put the red heart up.
I mean, like, she's a good person.
Right.
Like, she used the red heart. I just don't even know what to say anymore.
What a classic deflecting move.
And I've been, like, noticing that I do it a lot. And I don't know how to stop because I don't know how to end a text conversation normally.
Hey, Lisa, that's all I need to know about you.
If you order more than 6 items in a drive-thru, that's all I need to know about you.
I'm okay with you ordering whatever you want, but you better know your order when you get up there.
Mm.
I mean, I've had this conversation with you, Anna, privately and publicly before. If you pull up to the drive-thru window at an established restaurant, and I'm saying a place that has been open for more than like 6 months in your community, if you go to McDonald's or Wendy's or KFC or something like that, these are international chains really at this point, right? You know what you're going to eat. You know whether it's the number 3 or the number 6 or whatever. If it is your first time going to a drive-thru, go inside. Don't do that to everybody else. But if you got a carload of kids or whatever, just know your order when you get up there. That's okay. I'm okay with that.
No, I don't. I can understand where it can get frustrating if you're behind somebody that's got 13 bags that are coming through that little window. And you've been sitting behind them for 15 minutes waiting. So the drive-thru is kind of the express lane of the grocery store, but it's for drive-thrus.
Alan, that's all I need to know about you. What's up?
If you walk into a movie theater an hour late, that's all I need to know about you. You missed half the movie.
You know who that is.
Oh.
That's the person that just left another movie.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's who that is.
Yeah.
That is the person who is jumping movie to movie to movie. Mm-hmm. And chances are they might not even wait till the end of your movie. They're going to time it out so they're in that movie theater for X amount of minutes, and then they're going to go to the next movie they're trying to steal.
You know what friend was telling me, so this isn't movie theaters, but it was concerts. She told me she has this one friend that she, if there's like, they live 10 minutes from this concert venue, right? Yeah. Like a big one. And they wait for after the concert to begin, and then they go online to buy tickets. Because that's when they release all the last minute tickets they didn't sell, and you get them for like 80% off. She said that she was front row last weekend, one of the biggest shows of the year, because she waited to 15 minutes after the show started, and she only got there a half hour late.
My buddy got a pair of Elton John tickets, $50 a piece, floor seats, 2 weeks ago. Same thing, same theory.
Waited till after the show started?
Right, because what happens is they come in, they set up the stage, and then they figure out where their extra seats are going to be, right? Like when a tour says, we're going on the road, and you book the show, they allot a certain amount of space for you. Then you come in, and they got these fancy stages, right? And one of them looks different than the next one or whatever. So sometimes there's extra seats in between those areas, and they release those then.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a, that's actually a good hack to know.
Yeah, I'm sad that I told everybody out loud.
Right. Dumb.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories that are trending, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. You ready for your options today, Raven?
Go.
Casket knocked over at funeral where massive family fight breaks out.
I mean, who couldn't have seen that coming?
An amateur witch used pages from a spell book to set a car on fire.
All right. I mean, why not just use the spell? But okay.
And United Airlines puts down deposit on flying taxis.
Oh, let's do flying taxis. I've been waiting ever since Back to the Future, as a matter of fact.
Okay. So United Airlines has paid Archer Aviation $10 million deposit to someday own 100 electric flying taxis.
God, I just don't know about them being electric, though. Makes me a little bit nervous, like when they run, honest.
What happens? Like, if they just run out of battery in the middle of the air, they just fall down and crush whatever's beneath it?
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. It's called gravity.
Here's the co-founder of Archer Aviation describing about what these flying taxis are all about.
We have no fuel costs. We only have charging costs. And we believe this will be a really affordable transportation solution to the masses. So our entry-level price is between $3 to $4 per passenger mile. So we're looking at $50 to $70 trips kind of in and around cities.
What an oxymoron in itself. He says we have no fuel costs, just charging costs. What are you talking? I mean, you still have to charge the thing. You have to make the power to charge the thing.
And just plug it in. Can't you just plug in the flying taxi?
That comes from somewhere else. They do understand that, right? I mean, he doesn't think that we're all morons, does he?
I will say this.
Yeah.
Having spent a large part of my life in New York City traffic, when you have to make it like six blocks and it will take you an hour in like sitting in that taxi, there's been plenty of times where I've sat in the back of that yellow cab and I have thought to myself, if I could just jump through. Mm-hmm. If I could just fly over.
A portal.
You know,
really?
Something
yes,
like that.
Right.
If there was just some way that I could zap myself those six blocks and save all this time sitting here deadlocked in traffic. So I could understand how in bigger cities there's an appeal for this and there's a want for this, but it's still scary and futurish.
Well, I mean, the best example I can give you is that sit somewhere that they have a high traffic area for helicopters, right? Like a tourism place. Las Vegas is a perfect place to observe this, right? So if you go to Las Vegas and you're standing around at night, there's a massive amount of helicopters taking off and landing at all times. You know, there's people coming in to visit. There's tourism just, you know, flying over the strip and all that stuff and the surrounding areas. So imagine that times, I don't know, 100. There's going to be vehicles all over the place. And inherently, if you have more things in the air, you're going to have more problems.
Well, that's what I was thinking about, too. It's like, okay, you get into a fender bender, you get into like a crash when you're driving. That's one thing. What happens when you're in the air and that happens?
Yeah, you fall out of the sky.
Yeah, it's
weird.
That's
what happens.
I mean, that's the future.
Right.
And it's coming. And it looks like it's coming soon.
Yeah. I've been waiting, again, since 1985.
Oh,
so
good.
Why not?
Yep. It's an awkward position to be in, and a lot of times I don't really know how to handle it, and it happened this past weekend. What would you do? I was at my college roommate's daughter's birthday party, and it was great, you know, fun outside, all that, but I went to go see her parents. I've known her parents for over 20 years. She was my freshman college roommate, you know?
Sure.
So we always call them Mr. and Mrs. so-and-so. So at this point, I've known them for so long that when I see them, I still call them Mr. and Mrs. We'll say Smith. I still call them Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Sure.
And I don't know at what point as an adult do I switch over to calling them to their first name, because it's weird that I'm a grown up calling them that? Or do you just always call them that?
Sometimes, even when they give you permission, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
When somebody implies it, you're just like, no, I'm not comfortable with that, right? Just feels a little bit too close for comfort. It takes the conversations down different routes, or it could. At least that's the way it feels to me. I'll tell you a rule for me is I'll stop calling you Mr. or Mrs. if I've lost all respect for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you've done something in your life, I, you know what? I'll give you an example. I can't believe I'm going to tell this story. I had a friend who, when I was younger, we used to sleep over that person's house all the time. All right. It was kind of like, you know, where we would go. And the dad would give us chores to do, and the mom would make us food and all that. It was really like a second set of parents. Felt very close there and spent a lot of great time there. And then came to find out that he was having an affair. He was cheating.
And then you called him Tom.
They got divorced.
Yeah.
I called him by his first name, and I'm not going to say his first name because anybody in my neighborhood would know exactly who I was talking about at that point. Huh. But at that point, I never called him Mr. from that time on. And I was 18 years old, and that would have been certainly early for me to stop doing that. But as soon as I found that out, and it was us who found him and saw him with this person out, after that, I called him by his first name from then on.
It's pretty drastic. That's true.
But that's exactly what happened, and... Mm-hmm. Even to this day at this point.
Well, I still have a lot of respect for her parents, so maybe I continue calling them Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I don't know. What do you do? 1-800-330-9999. Claudia?
Probably when I came home from college. I think it was more of, like, I remember trying it and feeling very bold. And then there was no real reaction. And it was like, oh, okay, I guess I can get away with this.
Yeah, you bring up like a good thing. Like, do you even address it? Like, do you say, hey, is it okay now that I'm 22 to call you, you know, Mike or whatever? Or do I have to continue calling you Mr. Smith? Like, you just did it and waited.
I just did it. Mm-hmm.
Now that I have a bob haircut just like your mom's, can I call you Helen? I understand, right? Now that my parents won't welcome me back into my house and pay my bills for me, now I'll call you Sherry. I'll call you a grown-up now. Okay.
I've earned it.
Right.
College is an interesting cutoff.
That's when I did it. Yeah.
So awkward. Like somebody that you called Mr. and Mrs. your whole life. And then now you're an adult and you see them 20 years later. Do you still call them Mr. and Mrs.? Do you automatically call them by their first name? Like, what's your protocol on that?
Yeah. Authority figures, I think, you know, sir, madam, that type of stuff. Mr. and Mrs., I guess, your honor, any of those situations. But people that you know personally, it's different.
Right. Like over the weekend, I was with my old college roommate, her daughter's birthday party and her parents. And I haven't seen her parents in like a year. And I used to call them Mr. and Mrs. because I was 19 when I met them. Right. Mm. Yeah. But do I still call them that? What do you do? 1-800-330-9999. Katie?
So I actually have somewhat of a funny story, which is my father-in-law was my teacher in high school. And so for a very long time, I would call him Mr. X and his wife Mrs. X. And it would not go away. And eventually I started dating my husband. And I still could not change it. And then finally now we're expecting, and now has been the changeover. Now I'm like, okay, I can call you guys Grandma and Grandpa, but I could never get the switch over to, like, first name or mom after we got married. It was like, I'll wait till Grandma and Grandpa happens.
I mean, you're still calling them Grandma and Grandpa. That's a surname. You're not calling them Bob. You know.
Well, it's better than Mr.
and
Mrs.
S. Like, I can't take it.
You're not calling him Richard. You know what I mean? That's funny.
No, I couldn't take it. And for years, they made fun of me, too. They were like, you know, you could call us by our first names now. And I'm like, no, I can't do that.
Right. Well, congratulations on the baby.
Yay.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Right. Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Katie.
Bye.
Floyd, when did you stop calling people Mr. and Mrs.?
I still call them Mr. and Mrs. I'm originally from Puerto Rico, and we were raised, even to this day, to still call them Mr. and Mrs. out of respect.
Huh. Yeah, it's a cultural thing. All right. I mean, I didn't know.
Yes, sir. Not too long ago, I was at a supermarket, and I saw one of my teachers from high school, and I still call them Mr. Wolkowski.
Yep.
Teachers are a different breed. Yep. I feel like that stays Mr. and Mrs. forever.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Marco, when did you start calling adults by their first names?
So I work with a bunch of doctors,
And I've been working here about 5 years, and I have just now started calling some of the doctors their actual, just their names, instead of saying doctor, whatever.
When I meet a doctor, and all my doctors, I never call them by their first name. Never, ever, ever.
Most doctors that I've met don't want people to call them anything but doctor. They've been to school all that time. They're carrying the loans. They've earned the right to be a little bit pretentious about their title.
Yeah, it really took a while.
But isn't that weird? That, like, you would call, like, your doctor, like today I have to go see Dr. McCarthy. But I would never call her Maura. Like, to me, like, that's, like, disrespectful in a way.
I mean, if you were introducing her to somebody at, like, a party at your house, that'd be one thing, I guess. On the other hand, if you're at a barbecue and you're like, doctor, whatever, what do you want on your hot dog? It's weird. And if I'm your casual neighbor that's over for my first barbecue, I'm like, wait a minute. This is not my group of people.
Yeah.
I mean, just tell me what you want on your hot dog, because I know your name is Doug.
It's funny.
I know it's Doug.
So I ran into my gynecologist at a social event, and it was so funny because at first I didn't even recognize her because it was like the first time I had seen her without her mask on in years.
And your legs on either side of her head.
Exactly.
Right.
So I ran into her, and she's like, Anna, and I was like, Dr. Coca. And, like, we're having a cocktail and we're talking, but I called her Dr. Coca the whole time.
Yeah.
I never was like, Sarah. It felt funny. I'm relatively certain I'm older than her. Why is it trending? Top news story trending, and why? Here's a warning. I'm unnecessarily fired up about this. I don't know why I'm so mad. I'm so mad about it.
Okay. But just get to the story, and then we'll cover your anger after.
Kevin Federline is trending. Why is he trending? Well, all of a sudden, he has stepped up. This is Britney Spears' ex-husband. They have two children together. The boys are teenagers now. And he's been coming out, and he did this interview basically bashing Britney as a mom and saying that the reason why the boys don't want to see her is because she's posting all the crazy stuff on Instagram, and they feel uncomfortable with the nudity. And I'll be honest with you, when he first said that, I get it.
It sounded completely rational.
100%.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't think the word bashing really was the word when I read that initial article. It did not feel like bashing. It felt like a father who's talking about his sons and defending his sons.
And I honestly thought in the back of my head, you don't really know what happens in people's relationships,
sure,
obviously, especially celebrities. But I figured he's a good dad. Like, he takes care of those kids. You don't hear from him. He's not in the news. He doesn't do money grabs. Like, I'm like, he's probably just raising the kids the best he can.
He did that for a while, years and years ago. And then it feels like he has not done that since.
Well, now, because Britney and her new husband, Sam Asghari, they kind of been like going back at him. He released two videos that the boys secretly videoed of Britney parenting to show what he means when he says that she's unfit as a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's listen to the first one.
This is my house. If I want to come in here and give you lotion for your face because it is coarse, and all you tell me, no, it's fine, no, it's not fine. You all better start respecting me. Are we clear?
Yeah.
I understand that, like, that sounds rough, but if you're a mom, that doesn't. It's like, okay, I get that. You're angry.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
You're talking about teenage boys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the main thing is you're talking about a video that you're only getting a short clip of. There's no context here for this thing.
But there's more. This is a different video of a different day when she's, you can see in the video that she's in the passenger side and they're in the back seat.
I do care, but I'm shocked and I don't know what to do. And I'm scared of you because you're weird, because you're going through puberty. I don't know what to say, but I do care more than you know. But don't, there's like sometimes I just don't even know what to say with you. I was in shock and I do care.
No, you don't. If you really cared, you wouldn't take my phone away for literally.
I was in shock in the store when I looked down. And Jaden, how are you so cool about that? Your brother being with Baron's big feet, size 13 now?
Well, he's my brother.
She was mad because they went into an ice cream shop and he took off his shoes and he was walking around barefoot and she took his phone away. This sounds like an argument I could have had with my own teenager at any time. You know,
yeah,
it doesn't seem like crazy to
and,
me.
And you know what? I mean, I'll just say this is, listen, if you're putting out these videos as proof of her being an unfit parent, these videos are from like 4 years ago from when the kids were much younger. And if that's the best you got, like, you better dig deeper.
Moms, for a second, humor me and listen. This is the son talking back to Britney.
But you keep interrupting every sentence I say. So what I seem like in my mind, I think you just care about yourself because you won't let us speak one word and you won't let us go anywhere we want to go.
I want to hear what you have to say. I'm listening.
Well, I forget because you interrupt me and then I forgot what I'm going to say.
I mean, these are typical teenage arguments.
100%. So yeah. I don't know what he thought he was proving by putting out these videos, but to me, he failed.
I want you to keep one thing in mind right here. The conservatorship is over, okay? Mm-hmm. And he had a very lucrative deal for these children and their child care through that deal.
Mm.
And there's very much the reality that that may be in question at this point.
I didn't wake up this morning thinking I was going to defend Britney Spears, but here we are.
Here we are.
Temperature's getting super hot, and you worry about your pets, but how do you keep them cool? Dr. Sheldon Yesenow from Orinoke Animal Hospital. What should we be doing right now when, like, they don't want to go outside to go to the bathroom because they can't stand the heat?
What you try to do is you try to let your dog outside in the morning, and you know, when it's not, before it's too hot outside, and then again in the evening, and that's the best time, especially if you're going to go for a walk. And be aware of what kind of dog you have, what the breed is, because some of the dogs, they have short noses, the brachycephalic breeds like pugs and Boston Terriers and Pekingese and certain dogs like that. They don't have the ability to pant as well because they have a big tongue. And dogs don't have sweat glands like people do. They sweat by panting through their mouth, and they sweat through their pads. But generally, they don't have sweat glands on their skin, so they have a much lesser ability to dissipate heat that's internalized. So I warn people, don't take them outside in the real hot weather. Absolutely never, ever, ever leave it for your dog in the car for even any length of time in the warm weather. Even when it's 70 degrees outside, within 30 minutes, the car can become close to 100 degrees.
You know, 70 degrees, you think you leave the windows open like it's pretty cool in the car, but I guess not.
Well, that just tells you how fast it'll get up there when it's actually 90 degrees out.
Right.
Doctor, you know, I try and be a good pet owner, certainly not driving around with my pets in the car during this kind of weather, but they always want to follow me outside. Right. And it's super hot. And let's say I'm going outside just to sit on the patio or, you know, take a dip in the pool. My dogs hate to swim. So what can I do to keep them cool if they do happen to be outside with me?
You want to make sure you have a place for them to find shade. That's the most important thing. And you just have to be aware of what the temperature is and the humidity. It's called the heat index. The heat index factors in the ambient temperature and the humidity, because between those two things, that determines what the effect is it's going to have on not just the dog, but on people too, and on children. So if you take them outside, have a place for them to find shade, and if it's real humid, just be aware of the heat that's being generated.
So I've noticed with my dog Lila, is she's a very fearful dog, high anxiety. So she'll start having accidents again inside the house, and I think it's because she's afraid of going outside in the heat. Is this normal?
I've never heard of that before, but there's a lot of things that scare dogs. But if they've been hurt outside, if they've gone outside, they've been stung by a bee or a wasp, or they burn their paws, that could cause a fear reaction, and that's probably more likely what's happening.
I'm telling you, your dog is just peeing on your stuff. I've been telling her that. Doc, my dogs hate to swim. Is that like normal? Why do my dogs hate to swim? They're perfectly good swimmers when they're in the water. But they won't just jump in the pool. Like, what can I do about that?
Well, they're not like your kids. You know, they say they want to jump off the diving board. Now, if you have a Labrador Retriever, those dogs will look for a puddle in a parking lot, and they'll start rolling over in it. But many dogs, they have an aversion to water. If you throw them in, they'll swim, but they don't really voluntarily want to jump in the pool.
I had all these visions of us hanging out by the pool together. Nope, doesn't work that way.
I had all these visions of my dog not going to the bathroom all over my floors. Doesn't right. always work yeah. out that way either. Right. Dr. Sheldon Yesenow from Orinoke Animal Hospital, thank you so much.
It's been fun. Thank you.
Raven watched my 3-year-old yesterday. How'd that go with Dakota?
Some kids are really distracted by, like, shiny things, and, you know, it just holds something up, waves something around in the air or whatever, and you can keep them busy for hours. I mean, I've got a niece where we just take naps, and we get along famously.
Yeah.
Other kids, they're just not amused. It's not enough stimulation for them right there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That creates challenges.
Yeah.
That's the best way that I can put that. It creates challenges.
I told Raven and producer John and producer Sean I was short a babysitter yesterday, and all three of them, oddly, were like, we can do it. I can do it. I can do it.
She's a cute kid, you know?
Yeah.
She's got cool hairstyles. She
yep.
always looks fun in her photos. She likes dinosaurs. I mean, what's so hard about it?
Uh-huh. So I was like, all right, Raven, you want to watch her? You can watch her.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. So you recorded some audio with her. Let's see how it went.
Dakota, so this is it. Like, so we just hang out like this for a couple hours, right? I feed you whatever it is that you want to eat, and then you remain happy. Yeah, right? Like, I mean, What's your happiest thing to eat when mom isn't around?
Chocolate.
Is there enough chocolate here in this house? Because I will give you all the chocolate that you need.
Yeah.
Do you know where the chocolate is hidden?
Yeah.
Do you know where mom's toilet paper is hidden?
Yes.
Really? What do you use toilet paper for?
To wipe my butt.
Oh, to wipe your butt.
Yep.
What is happening?
What is happening? Well, you had told me about your toilet paper storage area. So Anna is upset that nobody in the house replaces the toilet paper roll in the bathroom downstairs.
I am.
So she hides a roll of toilet paper because she wants to teach everybody in the house a lesson so that sooner or later they will bring their own toilet paper to the bathroom or check when they walk in there.
Yes.
So you have a stash of toilet paper there.
Right, but I don't think she knows. She says yes.
No, she doesn't. She was just saying yes to anything. She was doing that thing that kids do, where they're just like, if you ask me questions in rapid succession, she just keeps saying yes.
Yes,
Yeah,
yep, sounds right.
I like your earrings. Those are really cool. Mom says that you used to bite people in your class. Is that true?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. I mean, we all make mistakes from time to time.
Wait a minute.
It's true.
Did you try to use her earrings as an icebreaker? You're like, your earrings are so pretty. Yeah. So do you still bite?
I was just trying to, again, you know, like, I mean, she was giving me the one word answer and I really wanted to find the conversation that she was getting excited about.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that maybe, you know, her doling out punishment to people or classmates or whatever might be the topic.
Mm-hmm.
But she seems, you know, regretful about that, which
she
is good.
You know, she knows that she made mistakes and she's not supposed to do it. Does she still do it? Yep. She bites her sister all the time. We're working on it, but hasn't been classmates. So I guess that's the plus.
Didn't bite me.
All right, good.
Do you think I'm a good babysitter?
No.
What could I be doing better? No?
You're not playing with me.
I'm not playing with you. What do you want to play?
I want to play Hungry Hungry Hippo.
So we could definitely do that. I'm an ace at Hungry Hungry Hippo. And then chocolate.
Okay.
Do you let her win? Because she gets real mad when I win every time because I'm never going to let her win because she has to learn how to win on her own.
Yeah. I figured that out after the first game I won. And then after that, I let her win for a good 20 minutes or so.
Smart move.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Shine bright this summer with Dash Pash by DoorDash. Get more members-only perks and discounts than ever before. Sign up now with promo code ORDER50 for 50% off your first order up to $15 value. Raven got into a fight at a grocery store.
I didn't get into a fight. But I'll tell you, I had a situation where I thought about it for like 24, 48 hours. After. I'm still thinking about it, and it happened Saturday.
Okay, what happened?
Okay, so we go to the grocery store, and, you know, it's that time of year where corn's out, right? And there's two types of people when they're at the grocery store that are buying corn. You either take the corn and throw it right into your bag, or you're the person that shucks on site, right? All right, so, you know, you've got the buckets out there at most grocery stores. So I'm out there with my wife, right? So we're walking up, and my wife, you know, kind of breezes by the shucking area, right? And she's clearly going to shuck. She's announced that she's shucking, actually. She said it out loud, mm-hmm. but she's also picking up this other vegetable over here at that moment. And there are two gentlemen that are there, and they are shucking, and one is shucking very aggressively. And the second that he sees my wife kind of dust by it, he takes the shucking barrel, and he shoves it in the only other empty space that there would be for her to be able to approach. And he does it aggressively. And right at that moment, like, I sprung into action and I grabbed the barrel that he had just placed in that area with my hands and held it firmly. And he still had his hands on the barrel, too. And I said, I'm just going to move this over here for just a moment. So that way everybody can access this area and be able to shuck. And I did it with such a smile, which basically said, I will eat your face.
Okay.
And right at that moment, my wife comes back a minute later. The guy said nothing. My wife circles back and she goes, what are you doing?
Right.
And she says this in front of anybody. I said, I'm ensuring that you have an area to shuck.
Okay.
And that's what happened there. And was I wrong? I don't know. Here's the thing, though. So I have to walk away for just a minute embarrassed because my wife has made this more of a thing by saying this out loud, right? Now, of course, everybody is so apologetic. They're ready to make the space, but they're still looking at me side-eyed like I'm crazy. Uh-huh. And then I circle 3 feet around, and I realize that there's another side to the shucking area.
Oh, good.
And complete with another barrel and everything. But that didn't matter because he knows what he did.
Okay.
And I challenged him right at that moment.
You used it like a bumper, like a shield.
Was I crazy?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
You're crazy.
I mean, I
just
thought it was.
Just make room, go around. You're just moving the barrel around. And I shuck at the station, so I don't think it's insane to do so. But I think that there are certain areas at the grocery store that are just... they're more prone to having disagreements with people, right?
Well, shucking is my area. I'll tell you right now.
Clearly.
Don't mess with me in the shucking area.
1-800-330-9999. If you're going to get into an altercation with somebody at a grocery store, most likely, where's it going to be? Mike?
Definitely the produce aisle. Because first off, you're seeing people with no gloves on. They're just touching every single piece of vegetable and fruit. And then they put it back down with their dirty hands. You don't know what them hands, man.
Mm. You know, I share your thoughts on this. It would give me anxiety if I sat and, like, watched it. My wife is a fruit toucher.
Oh, gosh.
She is. And listen, she has clean hands, and she uses sanitizer all the time. And sometimes she wears gloves, but I don't think a lot of times.
No.
And she's touching all the nectarines.
The truth of the matter is that I don't even know what I'm looking for.
That's what I was going to say. She doesn't know what she's looking for in a nectarine, but she's going to touch every one of them.
Sometimes I knock on the watermelons, like
as if somebody's going to answer.
I don't know, and I'm like, does it sound hollow? Does it? I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm ready.
Right
when you knock on it, I'm not ready.
Just take one. Just take it and put it in your cart and move on with your life.
You're right, man. There could definitely be a confrontation in the produce aisle.
Most likely place that you're going to get into an altercation or disagreement with somebody at a grocery store. 1-800-330-9999. Raven got into it with some guy at the corn shucking station because he was trying to monopolize the space and moving the bin.
Yeah, he blocked my wife, man, and I went right up there and grabbed that bucket. We had an eye-to-eye situation.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Where do you think you'll get into a fight?
When they open up a new register and everybody runs for the register.
Oh, that is a good one.
9 times out of 10, I'm leading the pack.
Go! Do you try and anticipate it before they say it, and you get out of the line that you're in?
Slowly move. If I see somebody walking over there with that tray, like the money tray, you know how they have them? Sometimes they carry them.
Yeah.
I got them out of the corner of my eye, and I am making a beeline for where they're going.
Anna's third in line, but she gets out of the convoy just so that she can appear to be walking up casually. Oh, you're opening? Great.
Before she even opens her mouth to say next in line, I'm already there
right.
with my Eggo waffles and Cheerios.
Checkbook out. Yeah. Pen in hand.
Yeah. Anastasia, top places to get in a confrontation at a grocery store?
Oh, absolutely. The deli counter. I mean, people are always trying to cut you in line. Like, take your number and freaking wait. I'm next.
If there's no numbers, it's chaos.
I don't like the interaction at the deli counter so much so that I only buy the pre-sliced stuff.
Mm-hmm. They do talk, right?
It's not even that. It's like a lot of times I'm not really sure what to order, and I just like the fact that they've narrowed it down for me in the already pre-sliced area.
That's it.
And I'm like, this is it.
I don't actually need choice.
No. Sometimes too many options is not good. Rachel, top places to get in a confrontation at a grocery store.
Oh, at the car return in the parking lot, for sure. Like, I'll go there, and I get pissy when people don't return their carts properly. You know what I mean? Like, it makes me irate, so for sure.
That doesn't bother me at all.
Why?
The cart return?
Yeah, but they leave it. Like, the problem is where they leave it. Like, if they do the thing where they hop it up on one wheel on the curb so it's secure, that's fine. But sometimes they just leave it in the middle. It's just going to roll back and hit a car.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of that. I just know that everybody that came before me that did that is a jerk. But I don't, like, when I get out of the car, I'm not going to be like, you're going to leave your cart there? Not a good idea.
The only time you get a pass is if you have small children with you.
Oh,
because you can't leave the baby in the car and go to the cart return if it's far away.
You already have the parking space that's all the way up at the building. You get the family parking or the one with the infant or the toddler. Then you had a race car on the front of the carriage. You got to drive this race car all through the grocery store the entire time. You can't leave the kid in the car seat for 2 seconds when you turn around with the cart?
Depends how far the cart return is.
Oh, my God.
It depends. If it's within 15 feet, absolutely.
I mean,
but further than that, you know what? I'm not running that risk with my kid.
Grant, top places to get into a fight at the grocery store.
You know when you go to the 12 items or less, the express lane, and there's that person who's in front of you who's got, I mean, they try to say it's like 13 items, but it's really like 40 or 50. And you're just like, come on, man. There's so many other open lanes. Why are you here?
I never interact with a person anymore, so I wouldn't know. You know,
you do the self-checkout?
I do the self-checkout pretty much every time. And you know what? Every time I say to myself, you know what? No, I'm gonna go with a person today. I'm gonna make sure that somebody, you know, is counting somewhere, that people are still getting interactions, so somebody keeps their job. And you know what? I immediately regret it. I actually went in a line 2 days ago with my wife, and they decided right at that moment they had to change drawers, count it out, all this. Not, I swear, it was like I thought I was being punked. Like it was a joke, you know? I'm the first person that's walked up here in 20 minutes. Now you're going to do this? I'm trying to get them to keep their job. They're trying to lose it. They're specifically like, no, we want robots to do all of this.
I know. We just need a little more patience. That's the problem. Anytime that there's something else where like somebody takes out a whole lot of coupons, you're like, oh, my God. Like-
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Lisa and Ralph. Lisa, let's start with you. What's going on?
So it's more of an annoyance, but whenever Ralph comes by and like picks me up, say we're going out at night usually for dinner or drinks or whatever, instead of coming up to the door to tell me he's there or even texting me, honestly, he just sits outside and honks incessantly until I come out. And I find it incredibly annoying and not very gentlemanly at all.
Ralph, is that true? I mean, is this your main mode of communication, is beeping the horn?
Well, let me say, incessantly, I guess, means different things to different people, because a nice little double tap is not incessant, I don't think.
Right.
The thing is that, like...
More than that sometimes.
Okay, so maybe, you know, what if you didn't hear me? Anyway, if I park my car, I go up to the door, I ring the bell, you got to go get ready still, you know, you got to pee, you got to do this, you got to do that. You know, when I'm there, it's like, you should be ready, you know? So I'm on, and like, boom, letting you know I'm there. And then, you know, you get in the car and we go.
I mean, it's got to be a Mars and Venus thing, right? It has to be, because if we know that we're going out and we're going somewhere, it does seem a little bit silly for me to have to knock the door. I mean, the first couple times that we go out, right? I mean, if I haven't seen you in a while or whatever, I'm happy to walk to the door. But if we're going out 4 times a week and you know what time I'm coming, right? You just pull up, beep, hit the horn real quick, or... Texans say, come on out, and, you know, don't have to come up. I don't see a problem with that.
Exactly. Yeah, we got places to be. You know, we got reservations. We can't be late.
How long have you been dating?
A while. About 4 months now.
4 months.
I mean, it seems to me like at 4 months mark, like, we can just make maximum efficiency on this, right? We can go in and out if we want to. I
streamlining it.
I mean, that's the way that I operate in my head. But some people just want to slow down. I get that, too. But coming up and sitting on your couch for 10 minutes while you wrap up other stuff.
I've been married 17 years.
Yep.
If I pull up, like, if I text Paul and be like, are you home for lunch? You want to run out and get lunch, mm-hmm. right? I cannot pull up to our house and honk the horn. It gets furious. He hates it.
Really?
Yep. I have to, like, run inside and be like, babe, let's go. Or like that. Isn't that? I don't know. It's a thing for him, too. So I understand where Lisa's coming from. I don't understand it myself because, like, I don't care.
Right.
You
would rather that the car didn't even stop. Right. Slowed down and you jumped in the window.
Especially if we're going to get food.
So that you could speed up your day, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm with you.
But maybe our audience agrees with Lisa that it is rude. If you've only been dating 4 months, and she's saying it would be more gentlemanly for Ralph to get out of the car and come to the door and to say, hey, you ready? You need a minute? You good? Then... what's the big deal if he does it? But they may see his side, too. We're like, all right, Lisa, at this point, you got to let it go. He honks the horn. You come out. You get in the car. You go. Because otherwise, everything is golden, right? You guys are happy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Gentlemanly. He's got to put the coat down on the puddle in the parking lot. Come on. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Lisa and Ralph have been dating 4 months. And Lisa says that she thinks it's kind of rude when he comes to pick her up. He just honks the horn. Beep, beep. He just, like, that's what he does. He doesn't come to the door. And she says, like, shouldn't she come knock on the door, come in for a minute before we go out?
He says, listen, we've been dating for 4 months at this point. We have regular standing dates. We go out a lot. You know what time I'm coming. I'm just going to pull up. You come running out. It's going to be fine.
What do you think? Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Paul, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. If I'm sitting down watching a movie and the key words come at the very end, and then someone's tooting the horn, You know, it's not very thoughtful of the people around you, the other neighbours, etc. as well. So apart from that, it's kind of ungentlemanly as well.
No, it's true. Last night I was watching Bachelorette, and it froze up right at the moment when they were deciding what they were going to do with Logan.
Yeah.
And if I, you know, if I had to hear somebody beeping the horn over and over again right at that moment, I'd be upset.
But if you have dinner reservations at 8 o'clock and your boyfriend comes to pick you up at 7:40, what are you doing watching The Bachelorette?
I just got to get every moment in.
Okay. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Ralph and Lisa have been dating for 4 months. And Lisa thinks it's a little bit rude when Ralph comes to pick her up now. He just honks the horn. Isn't it gentlemanly for him to come up the stairs, knock on the front door, and, you know, and come inside for a minute?
Everything else has been going great in this relationship. All he does is just pull up and says, listen, we go out with regularity. What's the difference? I pull up, quick double tap on the horn, and you know it's time to go. We head out. We have a great time. What are we worried about here?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999.
Hi, this is Marlene. I just want to weigh in on this couple court.
Please, Marlene, whose side are you on?
I'm on definitely her side. After 4 months, only 4 months, he should be a gentleman, go up to the door. You know, it's one thing, like Anna said, married 17 years, then it's one thing. But 4 months, be a gentleman, go up to the door. Just be saying that. Not acceptable in my book.
Okay,
Thank you. The courtship is still going on there. The courtship is dead in your relationship, Anna.
I mean,
which is why Paul should come right outside.
Yeah, he should wait outside on the curb. I wouldn't even come to a full stop.
Right.
And on Raven, who's this?
This is Roxanne. Absolutely not. I'm on the lady's side. No honking of horn. That's not nice.
You want to be with me? You got to come up to the door.
Not necessarily come up to the door, but at least either text her or call her on the phone. But talking up the horn, nah.
Hey, Samantha, whose side are you on today?
I'm on her side. Even a text would suffice, basically. But the honk, what if she didn't hear him? And she was waiting inside the whole time, and she just started doing something else. It's not that hard to send a text or even a call. My boyfriend used to do it before we moved in together. It's not that hard to show that little effort.
What if you got one of those really distinct horns, Anna, that, like, mm-hmm. you know, plays like Yankee Doodle or, you know, something like that?
That's just obnoxious.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lisa, our audience agreed with you. Ralph, it's just...
Yeah.
What's the word that I'm looking for?
It's chivalrous.
Chivalrous. That's what it is. And it's not going to kill you to get out of the car, park it, and just go up and get her. Bring some flowers while you're there.
Right. Climb the pedestal up the patio, the rain spout on the outside of the place, right? Really make a grand gesture. Mm-hmm. And then fall to your death from 3 stories up.
I like that last part.
Yeah, you're going to have to go inside, man. I hope nobody dings your doors while you do it.
Yeah, well, okay. I guess if that's the consensus.
Lisa, you got to be happy to hear that.
I am, and he can start with that tonight. We're going out tonight, so that sounds good.
Perfect. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,400 thanks to Go-Go Squeeze. Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Melissa, you ready to play?
I think so.
All right, great. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Melissa.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Hulu says Prey is its biggest movie or TV series premiere ever. Prey is a prequel to what movie franchise?
Predator.
Number two, Serena Williams is retiring after the U.S. Open, but she doesn't call it retiring. She calls it evolving. The U.S. Open is the 4th and final Grand Slam tournament of the year. The others are the Australian Open, the French Open, and the last one is in London. What is it?
Wimbledon.
Number three, the Golden Globes will be returning to NBC in 2023, despite the controversies surrounding the Hollywood Foreign Press. What movie featuring the family Madrigal won Animated Film of the Year?
Oh, I don't know.
Number four, Ashton Kutcher has stated he's lucky to be alive after battling a rare autoimmune disease that affected his hearing and vision. Who was he married to before his current wife, Mila Kunis?
Demi Moore.
At number five, Mindy Kaling isn't bothered by the speculation that BJ Kovac fathered her children. She has two kids and she hasn't revealed the father's identity. They start together on The Office, but he also made several guest appearances on her show. What was that show called?
I don't know.
Okay, Melissa, let me bring Raven back in. Come on. Let's go.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Melissa today.
All right. $1,400. Let's see how I do, Melissa.
Number one, Hulu.
I hope that's good.
I hope it's enough. I don't know, though. I'll be honest with you. Number one, Hulu says Prey is its biggest movie or TV series premiere ever. Prey is a prequel to what movie franchise?
Predator. Just finished it yesterday.
Yes. Number two, Serena Williams is retiring after the U.S. Open, but she doesn't call it retiring. She calls it evolving. Mm. The U.S. Open is the fourth and final Grand Slam tournament of the year. The others are the Australian Open, the French Open, and the last one's in London. What is it?
Wimbledon.
Yes. Number three, Golden Globes will be returning to NBC in 2023 despite the controversies surrounding the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Wah, wah.
What movie featuring the family Madrigal won Animated Film of the Year?
The family what?
Madrigal.
Oh, it's not about Bruno.
Mean answer.
Oh, God, what is it called?
Called Encanto. You're wrong. Number four, Ashton Kutcher has stated he's lucky to be alive after battling a rare autoimmune disease that affected his vision and hearing. Who was he married to before his current wife, Mila Kunis?
My ex, Demi Moore.
Demi Moore is correct. I almost forgot they were married. I don't know. All right, number five, Mindy Kaling isn't bothered by the speculation that BJ Kovac fathered her children. She has two children and has not revealed the father's identity.
Okay.
They start together on The Office, but he also made several guest appearances on her show. What was that show called?
Oh, wasn't it The World According to... The World According to Regina... I don't know.
The Mindy Project.
The Mindy Project.
Wow, Melissa, you guys tied at three.
That was close.
You
were trickier than I thought.
Oh, man. Yeah, you had a shot. I'm sorry, though. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Oh, thank you. I'm Melissa, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,500 tomorrow, Anna.
Right person could have taken you down today, without a doubt.